Hello, everyone. Dr. Anna Kabeca here on Couch Talk to talk about fasting, why we do it, how it benefits us, and that really everyone can do it, and how it's so important and has been for centuries, millennia, etc. Today, our special guest is Nadia Pataguana, and she is coming to us out of Canada, has worked with a specialist in the fasting field, Dr. Fung, for quite a while. She's a naturopathic doctor. She's had 15 years of clinical experience helping women and men go through an intense dietary management program that is really based on the concepts and benefits of fasting. So I'm thrilled to have Dr. Nadia Pataguana here with us today. She has been coaching people with metabolic syndrome, obesity, diabetes, PCOS, and people who are trying to conceive. So Nadia, great to have you here today.
Thank you, Dr. Kabeca. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. Well, tell us how you, how you got started in this area, in this field personally.
Okay. So you were correctly did my bio there for me. I am a naturopath. That's my training. At this point, I do work exclusively as a dietary coach for the IDM program with Megan Ramos and Dr. Fung, and we have a few other dietary coaches. My background started as a naturopath. And I still am a naturopath. And I went to school in Toronto. And I, right after I finished school, I actually moved back to my home country. So we talked a little bit about that earlier. I'm from Mozambique. So I actually lived in Mozambique for 10 years. And I practiced as a naturopath, but my focus was nutrition. So right from the get-go, as a pretty young naturopath, I started seeing people with metabolic syndrome. So I sort of had to figure this business out, which I didn't actually know very well. So I had to kind of try to decode it as I went along. And I've always say this, that my Mozambican patients are the most loving and forgiving people. They were wonderful guinea pigs. And so, and I had a surplus of them because I was the only person doing this in that part of the world at that time. And so that's how I kind of started to figure things out. Not very well, I have to say, because then I developed metabolic syndrome myself. So that was about 8 years ago. Wow. And because of my own struggles with PCOS and infertility, I really started to question a lot of things, and I learned a lot of things along the way. So that's when I started getting into more of the strict low carb, high fat diets, and fasting came a long, long, long time after that. So then I came back to Canada about 5 years ago, had a couple of children successfully. Thankfully, I was able to conceive. And then I met Dr. Fung and Megan, and started working with them because lucky for me, they needed somebody with my skill set and I needed a job in Toronto. So this is, I've been with them and I've learned so much from working with these two people, and brought fasting into my personal life and my practice. And it's made a world of a difference because it basically the two things are trying to achieve the same purpose, fasting and a low carb, high fat diet, trying to help people manage their insulin status.
And so let's talk about that a second, because we hear a lot about insulin and our listeners may be thinking too, you know, what is insulin? What does it do? And, you know, why is it so important we manage insulin? And currently the epidemic of insulin resistance within our country, the US and Canada, right? And how big of a problem this is for us. And it's a key component of metabolic syndrome of PCOS as well.
Right. So we actually consider PCOS to be part of the metabolic syndrome umbrella, just like diabetes, just like cardiovascular disease, just like cancer, Alzheimer's, inflammatory disease. There's so many things that we now can sort of make a connection. And that connection is made through insulin, hyperinsulinemia, which leads to insulin resistance, or it's one and the same as Dr. Fung would say. So I hope to do it justice. But I would have to say that, you know, as a resource for people interested in this, The Obesity Code, which was Dr. Fung's first book, that's where he really decodes the insulin theory. Because up until now, we've all been so stuck on the calorie in, calorie out theory, which has not worked well for anyone, really, that I know of. I don't know if you do,
so true,
Dr. Kabeca, but I mean, we were so stuck on that. And we kept trying to eat less and move more for the last, you know, decades, and people are just getting sicker and sicker, and excuse the word, but fatter and fatter, and more diabetic, and
Alzheimer's,
just, you know, and that's kind of how everything, right? And that's kind of how I got, I always say, this is how I got myself in trouble to begin with, because I was a thin person, very thin, actually, borderline underweight, not because I wanted to, but just the way that I was. And I never had a full meal my entire life. I lived on quote unquote healthy snacks. And, you know, fast forward, as I say, 30 years later, and I had metabolic syndrome. Because I was insulin resistant. I had hyperinsulinemia. And then, of course, I had lots of trouble conceiving and all of that stuff, hypertension. I mean, I had lots, and I wasn't even obese. So people get very stuck on the idea of weight and weight loss, but it's what's behind that, right? What is behind that? And so insulin is this very important hormone that we only ever hear about when people are diabetic. But how about everything else, or the whole process to become diabetic? How about fatty liver? You know, that's an insulin-resistant condition. PCOS, as I said, which is what I had, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. At least 70% of women, we think, with PCOS are insulin-resistant. And those that aren't will develop it if the syndrome progresses, or as the syndrome progresses. So,